Thank you, Francis. Our final batch of news is quite a mixed bag. This includes an article about Easter hats being provided for a church congregation, news of a woman reaching the grand age of 107, a bus driver protest, and of football teams supporting the homeless.
Easter Sunday at a North Norfolk church will be topped off in style thanks to one parishioner's creative flair. Sarah Barton Wood's love of hats has led her to create more than 50 distinctive pieces. Mrs. Barton Wood from Wyndham said, "My husband and I used to sail, and I thought I really ought to protect my face, so I bought a sun hat. I thought it was a bit plain, so I decorated it, and I got so many positive comments, I thought I would have to do them for the church." Mrs. Barton Wood said it took her several days to create each hat. "I raid charity shops in Wyndham and Aylsham and strip off the decorations, spray them another colour and then add my own decorations." Mrs. Barton Wood's father lives in Aylsham and they go to services in the town's parish church together. She said she had agreed with the Aylsham church's curate, Jack Branford, to bring her entire collection along to an Easter Sunday service on April the 12th for women to wear.
A Norfolk woman has celebrated her 107th birthday and is determined to beat her aunt's age of 108. Vera Reed was born in Oulton Broad in March 1913 and is still going strong more than a century later, living in a care home in Brundle. She claims that living by the sea and eating herring is behind her long life. She was the first of three children. Her sister Edna is 95, while her brother Stanley died in 2018. She and her family moved to Norwich in the late 1930s when her father started work as a tailor in a shop close to City Hall. Miss Reed's first job came after she left school, age 14, and she worked in the Henry Jarvis department store on St Benedict Street. After the Second World War broke out, she contributed to the war effort by working in a factory making uniforms for soldiers. During the conflict, she married Cecil Reed, who was in the Royal Navy. The family later moved to West Earlham, but Ms. Reed ended up looking after her husband for 20 years after he was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He died in 1983, and 30 years later, when she was 100, she moved into Springdale Care Home in Brundle. She has four grandchildren and seven great-grandchildren. Her aunt, Florence Hines, lived until she was 108, though Miss Reed wants to break that family record.
Bus drivers and union representatives held a protest in Norwich over working conditions and hours. Members of the Unite Union gathered at the city's bus station in a bid to put pressure on ConnectorBus to re-enter into negotiations with the union over the length of drivers' shifts and rest breaks. The action was prompted by a breakdown in discussions over working conditions, which reportedly sees drivers working 14-hour days and only getting a break of 30 minutes after 5.5 hours work, the legal minimum, according to Unite. Mark Walker, Unite regional officer, who is at the protest representing Unite ConnectorBus members and passengers, said, "We've been in negotiations with the company for over 3 months and we've raised concerns over long working hours, rest breaks and concerns in relation to the state of some of the buses." Mr. Walker said, "Unfortunately, the negotiations with ConnectorBus had broken down, a development which had led the union to hold the protest." And he said, "What we're aiming for today is to bring this to the public's attention, but also to put pressure on the company to get back around the negotiation table and address the concerns that we've raised."
As bitter footballing rivals, and with two divisions between them, there is very little that Norwich City and Ipswich Town have in common. One thing that they can agree on, though, is the importance of supporting local causes and charitable events within their communities. With that in mind, both clubs have backed the Benjamin Foundation's annual Sleepout, with events set to take place at both club stadiums later this year. Last year saw £100,000 raised to help tackle youth homelessness, and with a sleep out at Carrow Road on Thursday, November the 19th, and another at Portman Road on Thursday, November the 5th, they hope to raise even more in 2020.
Lee and Kayla Baxter from Sprouston are among more than 900 households to benefit from a scheme offering central heating system grants. Broadland District Council, working with other councils, is offering the grants through the Norfolk Warm Homes Fund, provided by the National Grid and administered by Affordable Warmth Solutions CIC. The scheme aims to incentivise installation of gas central heating. Mr and Mrs Baxter recently had new gas central heating installed through one of the grants. With Mrs Baxter a full-time student at the University of East Anglia and Mr Baxter working part-time hours, their old electrical warm air vent heating system was too expensive and inefficient. Mr Baxter said he found out about the scheme just by chance during a walk with his dog when he bumped into a council officer telling people about it. He said, "She was standing there with a clipboard and happened to say, 'Do you have central heating at home?'" Mr Baxter said energy bills had been cut, while he now could regulate the temperature better for his newborn daughter Phoebe. He said, "It was an absolute godsend, really. We're forever grateful." Karen Strandu, Warm Homes Programme Manager at Broadland, said, "Since the funding has been available, we have had nearly 550 applicants for first-time central heating and helped over 900 households across Norfolk to keep warm and reduce their energy bills. But we know there are many more people that still need this help. So if anyone would like to help, you should visit www.norfolkwarmhomes.org.uk.
Members of the public can help a Norfolk TV astronomer break the world record for the longest ever lecture. Mark Thompson from South Norfolk will deliver his Ultimate Guide to the Universe over the course of 140 hours at the University of East Anglia, with donations going to Barnardo's. According to Guinness World Records, the longest lecture record currently stands at 139 hours, 42 minutes and 56 seconds. Mr. Thompson, famed for his role as a presenter on BBC's Stargazing Live, has experience in this department, having delivered a 24-hour lecture for charity in 2015. And now, as he takes his ambition to the next level, the author will need help from the public to achieve this Herculean feat. Guinness World Record rules dictate that for the longest lecture record to stand, an audience member must be present at all times.
So we have now come to the end of this week's edition of Chatterbox, and we do hope you have enjoyed it. You should find the Spring 2020 version of Norwich Citizen following on from this Chatterbox recording. You are receiving this recording as you have provided Chatterbox with your contact details, but Chatterbox will never provide your data to any other organisation, and we promise to keep your details secure. You can ask to change or delete your data at any time by emailing contact@cbtn.org.uk or by calling 01603 765 365. Please could you return your recording to us by putting it back in the wallet, turning over the address label and popping it in the postbox, and all postage is paid, so no stamp is needed. All news items were taken from the Norwich Evening News, courtesy of Archant, but Chatterbox takes full responsibility for the contents of this recording. And we are always pleased to hear from our listeners. You can call us on 01603 765 365 and leave a message on our answer phone. And you can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. And our thanks go to all the team behind the scenes at Chatterbox. Your readers on part one were Bridget Cook and James McGarry. and our recorders this week were Stephen Cox and the editor was Karen McStravick. Chatterbox will be back next week, but for now it is goodbye from
Richard Matthew
and goodbye from me, Sam Elmhurst.